WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. State lawmakers in the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce last week addressed the high-speed passenger train project between Houston and Dallas. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show says he is not at odds with the chamber's position of supporting the project or opposition coming from rural landowners.
I'm mildly supportive of the effort to do this, but I want to make sure that private property rights are protected and that no federal funds are used for it.
Flores says if Texas Central can cut a deal with landowners that make them happy, then that's the direction to move forward. With no opposition, the Texas Senate has approved the governor's nominees to the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. That includes a second term of 6 years for current Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria and current Vice Chairwoman Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. It will be the first term for Tim Leach of Midland. With the appointments out of the way, the Regents have called a special meeting for this morning. The group will meet by telephone to choose their next board chair and vice chair and pick their representative to the University of Texas Investment Management Company. The Texas legislature is 30 days from finishing the regular session, and this Thursday is the deadline for the House to hear proposed bills. One of two bills written by Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station has yet to be heard. HB 2119 would allow surviving spouses of first responders who were killed in the line of duty to continue receiving benefits if they remarry.
You know, if you give up your spouse in the line of duty, I think the state still owes them that benefit throughout their life. And, you know, we wouldn't want to force a man or a woman to live in sin to maintain their benefits.
And HB 4122 would allow the owners of rural property who have water rights in multiple aquifers the option to pick the groundwater district of their choice. A Bryan man and woman escaped serious injury after the man is accused of driving the woman's car more than 70 miles per hour into a Bryan church building.
Damage to the education and fellowship building at Christ Way Baptist Church on Copperfield is estimated at $40,000. 27-year-old Michael Zamago of Bryan was arrested for striking his girlfriend and threatening to kill her while he was driving, and criminal mischief related to damaging the church. He's also in jail on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from 2009 and hindering apprehension from last year. According to the arrest report, this happened last Thursday morning just before 6. Zamago told officers he and the woman were arguing and he was driving a little fast when the woman grabbed the wheel. Zamago said that caused the car to hit the curb. Then he said he guessed he hit the gas more. That caused the car to hit and go halfway into the building. Zamago and the woman, who owns the 2017 Honda Fit, were able to walk out of the car after both airbags deployed. Both refused medical treatment at the scene. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at 67 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Luncheon. Join us as we honor the efforts of individuals and organizations that have made a positive impact on our environment and learn about the economic impact of beautification. From keynote speaker Jeffrey Booth of the Texas A&M College of Architecture. The Keep Brazos Beautiful Awards Luncheon is Wednesday, May 17th at the Hilton College Station. For information on ticket sales.
Comfort, power, performance. You can have all three with the John Deere riding mower. At Sioux Falls Prater, there is a huge selection of zero-turn and traditional riding mowers to choose from, with varying deck sizes, horsepower, and more. You can have all three, comfort, power, and performance, with a John Deere quality mower for less than $3,000. For more details, visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment on the corner of 21 and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, or visit cptractor.com.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way. During National Karastan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karastan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karastan Month.
Karastan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18-month special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look, or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karastan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21. Half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
8:11, we're looking at your weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go online to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some high and mid-level cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we should be partly to mostly sunny through it. Temperatures up to about 85 this afternoon. It will turn cloudy tonight, however, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for a brief afternoon shower, highs 80 to 85, mostly cloudy 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Turning partly sunny, chance of late day shower Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, Infomaniacs. We are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell, filling in for Scott DeLucia. Of course, Zach Taylor is over there filling in for me on sports. And Chelsea Reber's got the news, as always.
And round we go. And by the way, guys, I know Chelsea mentioned it, but I just wanted to say congratulations to everyone on the
big
Texas
award.
Texas AP Awards.
Yeah.
I was there with one Bill Oliver Saturday night down in San Antonio. And, we had a lot of hardware to take home. So,
yeah.
Congratulations for everybody on kicking butt and taking names.
Definitely. Woo-hoo. Both of you guys got best in your fields, basically, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea got best newscast, and I got best sportscast.
Fantastic.
We all won some awards. Of course, we also took first place in sports anchor and sports team. So, that really goes to that share between me and
Good
Brad.
Good job, you guys.
Together. It was a lot of fun. And by the way, though, I had an hellacious day yesterday.
Oh,
Brad,
yeah?
Again, I'm taking over the show, so I hope you don't mind.
Hey, you know, that's what you're here for.
Yeah. Yesterday, so I was leaving San Antonio. I stayed with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm about to leave, I brought my dog with me because he gets along pretty well with their dog. They
Coop
like to
Coop.
Play. Yeah, it was a Shih Tzu Corgi party at their
nice.
House. So we're about to leave, and I'm letting him outside in their backyard to do his business before we head off. And I'm under a yellow jacket nest. I didn't even know.
Oh.
But the sucker comes down and pops me in the forehead
before
we leave. So I get stung and I'm yelling things I can't repeat on air. And so then I'm like, oh crap, okay. And we're literally, he's got to do his business and we're gone. Like, I'm already packed up, everything's in the truck. And so I get my buddy to get some ice. And I put it in a little Ziploc baggie for the swelling. And I'm like putting it to my forehead. We're out in the truck.
Driving.
I'm trying to figure out where the heck I'm going. And the dog's, you know, all on me and stuff. So it was not the safest of situations. And on the other side of San Marcos near Niederwald, I get a flat tire.
Oh, no.
So I get a blowout. I have to pull out on the side of the road. I go in these random people's driveway. I actually knocked on their door to tell them, hey, I'm not like stalking your
house.
Not
being creepy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And they never answer the door. So I'm like, okay, well, fine. So I go out there and I'm like, all right, time to change this bad boy. I pull out my tire iron. Does not fit. It doesn't reach the lug nuts.
Oh, no.
And I haven't had to change the tire on this truck since I bought it a couple of years ago. And the tire iron is not the right size. So I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I call one of those fix-it places. I'm like, all right, well, they've got a tire iron that probably fit.
Right.
And I call them. And they show up, you know, 25, 30 minutes later. And they have a size that fits. And we get every lug nut off but the last one. And apparently the last time the truck was in the shop, they had put the lug nuts on way too tight. And so a human person could not take them off.
Oh, no.
And me being, you know, I'm fluffy in a lot of ways. And so I'm jumping on the tire iron to take this lug nut off. And it's not budging.
Wow.
And we almost stripped it. So then I have to call another tow company that's in New Braunfels to come. And again, I'm on the other side of San Marcos on 21.
Right.
So it takes 35, 40 minutes
for them
for
to
the
get
New
there.
Braunfels. So $115 later, I got my tire changed and the spare put on. So,
ouch. Man.
I got home about 8 o'clock last night, something like that.
How's your forehead?
It still hurts. But luckily, you know, I'm pretty hard-headed for the most part.
Yeah.
I think the yellow jacket got the worst of it. So
it's a good Monday for you, then.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to wake up early this morning and hang out with you guys.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe these 5 random facts will make you feel a little better about your Monday. Because,
all right, I'm ready.
You know, you were saying earlier that you lack in the water cooler moment type dialogue with the coworkers around here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This very well might help you out. Okay, first of all, Pat Morita, you remember him?
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi.
All right.
That's right. He was 52 when he played Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid.
Was in Happy Days before that.
That's right. And Ralph Macchio is now 55.
Good Lord.
So that means that Ralph Macchio is older than Mr. Miyagi right now.
That is crazy.
Let's see. Poltergeist, the word poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the German words Poltergeist.
Okay.
Which translates to nosy ghost.
Nosy ghost.
All right.
So if you've got a poltergeist, you got a nosy ghost.
Craig T. Nelson knows all about that.
That's right. He sure does. Coach, if you will.
Yep. Coach.
According to NASA, the Las Vegas Strip is the brightest spot on Earth.
Ooh,
from space.
Really?
Huh.
That's
pretty interesting.
I did not know that, but that is interesting.
I guess it makes sense.
And you can see the Great Wall, I think, is the only man-made object that you can see from space.
I believe you're correct. Yeah.
So,
very cool. Very
space
cool.
Space news.
Yeah. Number 4, technically speaking, a moment is 90 seconds.
Huh.
We all think of a moment as just being a few seconds.
I was going to say, I would think it was shorter.
But it is indeed a minute and a half. Moment debuted in the 1398 Oxford English Dictionary. And it says there that there are 40 in an hour, so that's 90 seconds each. But obviously the definition has evolved to just mean a short amount of time.
Well, see, and we have our Aggie Sports Minute that plays on the Zone in the mornings, but it's actually 90 seconds, so
it should be
the Aggie Sports Moment.
Yes!
I have to talk to one Louis Blina about that.
Now we're talking.
Renaming it.
Yep.
Yeah. And number 5 of your 5 random facts for Monday, the only planet in our solar system that's not named after a Roman god or goddess is Earth.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay, yeah.
Earth comes from an old English word. It's Eartha, which means ground.
Okay.
Oddly enough.
I never thought about that, but yeah.
But
that's crazy.
If you've ever watched a sci-fi movie, they call it Terra for some reason. And, of course, changing the landscape is known as terraforming. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, Earth. Earth comes from an old English word, and it is not a Roman god or goddess, as opposed to the rest of the planets in our solar system.
More space news.
Yeah.
So much space news this morning.
I should have said 3 random facts and 2 space newses.
Yeah.
Crayola. You guys hear about how they kicked out that yellow crayon?
Yep.
Well, that was back in March, and they were announced they were retiring one of their core 24 crayons for the first time. They wound up cutting the dandelion color. That was the one they cut, which didn't seem like a childhood-wrecking level loss, considering dandelion has only been a part of the box for 24 crayon a box of 24 crayons since 1990.
Okay.
And there are still plenty of yellow crayons available. Well, they just announced the new color that they are replacing it with. Are you guys ready?
Let's hear it.
Are you guys ready for this? Sort of. Hold light, on. Light drum roll.
I got something for you here for that. It's blue.
What kind of blue?
Blue. They say it's a very specific shade of blue that was only discovered in 2009 by a chemist at Oregon State University.
Discovered.
How do you discover colors?
I discover colors.
I know, what? Right? I mean, it's a blue crayon. Come on.
But does it have a name?
Well, I believe
besides
so.
Besides blue?
Old blue.
Let's see here. The box of 24 crayons already has the following blue colors. Blue, blue-green, cerulean, indigo, and blue-violet. With this addition, that means 25% of the box is now blue, but they want to keep on stringing this thing along, so now they're asking people to help them name it. So there is no name yet.
Okay.
But you can submit a name if you go to Crayola.com/new color.
Does it mention, like, what spectrum of blue it is on? Is it on, like, the more purple side or the green side?
I'm sure we could find it.
Yeah, it doesn't give the specifics here, but I'm sure if you go to Crayola.com, it'll show you the blue. I think I saw, getting nerdy again here, I think I saw online somebody had suggested TARDIS blue, which is a reference to Doctor Who.
It just, I mean, how can I describe it?
It just looks royal blue. Yeah, like a royal blue.
It's not real dark, but it's...
Blue is blue.
It's blue.
They're going to announce the top five name options on July 1st. People can vote, and they'll unveil the new name in September. So
Blueberry. Blueberry would be a good description of it, perhaps. Could win $100.
Seems like an absurd amount of effort for basically replacing a yellow crayon with a blue crayon. So.
Yeah.
But good on you, Crayola.
There you go.
What if somebody named it Blue Sky?
Oh, yeah. Like
For Breaking Bad. Yeah.
I just recently, I'm not finished yet, but I obviously have seen it. But I'm going through it again because I watched Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
yeah,
coming up later on, I'll tell you about that. That's coming on tonight. Pretty cool.
Yep.
But, yeah, I recently finished Better Call Saul. Well, up to the second season. I haven't watched the new one yet. But had to go back and watch a little bit of Breaking Bad because of that.
Got to get with the program.
Absolutely. So maybe Blue Sky is a good option on that. Coming up in the second half of the hour, we're going to tell you a little bit about the top signs that you're seeing a bad therapist. So if you are
wasting your money,
if you are seeing a therapist, you got to know whether or not they're a good one. And if you're not, well, this will still be interesting. Maybe if you know somebody who is, ask them a few of these questions and go, you might want to check out somebody else. It's 8:22.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Luncheon. Join us as we honor the efforts of individuals and organizations that have made a positive impact on our environment and learn about the economic impact of beautification from keynote speaker Jeffrey Booth of the Texas A&M College of Architecture. The Keep Brazos Beautiful Awards Luncheon is Wednesday, May 17th at the Hilton College Station. For information on ticket sales or to sponsor a table, visit keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 926-2C.
Hi, this is Cherry Ruffino bringing you the 2017 current housing market update. Today's average sales price is $232,200, up 3.6%. We have 926 homes on the market, which is 20% more than last year. That's 105 days of inventory. We're still holding at 92 days on the market. Yes, it's still a seller's market. Want a free home evaluation? Call Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, a trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Luncheon. Join us as we honor the efforts of individuals and organizations that have made a positive impact on our environment and learn about the economic impact of beautification from keynote speaker Jeffrey Booth of the Texas A&M College of Architecture. The Keep Brazos Beautiful Awards Luncheon is Wednesday, May 17th at the Hilton College Station. For information on ticket sales or to sponsor a table, visit keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:25 right now. Taking a look at your weather. Brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines and review and approval. Today, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day with a high near 86. Southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's 64 degrees right now in the Brazos Valley.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. TV station giant Sinclair Broadcast Group is close to a deal to acquire Tribune Media for $4 billion. The agreement would combine two of the nation's biggest operators of local TV stations and comes just weeks after the FCC relaxed its television ownership rules, paving the way for more deals. For Sinclair, an acquisition of Tribune would cement its status as the most powerful U.S. station owner. It already has 173 stations in mid-size and small markets. The addition of Tribune's 42 stations would give it outlets in just about every major market as well, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. For GE and its rivals expanding their manufacturing operations using 3D printing, Europe is emerging as a dominant source of the latest technology. GE is placing Concept Laser of Germany and Sweden's Arcam AB, which it bought in November, at the core of a new business unit it is spinning out of GE Aviation. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. In reporting on tech news each day, I think we often lose sight of how profoundly consumer tech has changed our lives. Think how long it's been since you memorized a phone number or used a phone book or a dictionary in book form, other than a news or sporting event. How long has it been since you've watched a TV show when it was actually broadcast? Or called a theater to find out what times the movie is showing, or rented a DVD? We no longer cut things out of the newspaper or send handwritten letters or cards. Nor do we use travel agents or roadmaps. There was a time, not long ago, that every gas station handed out free roadmaps, and that's where payphones were too. We no longer run out to buy a last-minute gift for a missed birthday because we have Amazon.com, and forget about mixtapes. So consider this. Anyone under the age of 20 won't have a clue about anything I've said. All the tech news updated 24/7 is at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least five devices with critical data: email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive, to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. Jack is an iDrive user. He uses iDrive to back up not only his computer, but also his wife's computer, their smartphones and tablets. Here are his exact words.
My wife is a Facebook junkie. Twice now, she has managed to get tangled up in ransomware. This happened just last week, and I need help restoring the files before infection.
But all of Jack's data was backed up to iDrive before the ransomware hit, and Jack was able to restore all his data using the iDrive Rewind feature. iDrive is the easiest and most secure cloud backup. Go to iDrive.com today and use my name, Kim, at checkout to get 75% off through Monday only. Don't put this off. Through Monday, get 75% off. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents will hold a special meeting this morning. That's because the state Senate, including Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, approved the governor's three nominees for six-year terms. There is one new regent, Tim Leach of Midland, reappointed for the second term, where the current chairman, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, and current vice chairwoman, Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. This morning's meeting, which was going to be done by conference call, starts right now. The agenda includes choosing a new chair and vice chair, along with selecting the region's representative to the University of Texas Investment Management Company. This Thursday is the deadline for the Texas House to hear proposed legislation. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is hoping to get two bills heard. HB 4122 applies to owners of rural property who have water rights in multiple aquifers.
The option for the first time to petition to choose a groundwater district if his or her ranch or farm is one continuous piece of property that's over one aquifer, but two groundwater districts, so they can manage that water on that agricultural production site uniformly and not have two groundwater districts dictating differently.
And HB 2119 would allow surviving spouses of first responders who are killed in the line of duty to continue receiving state benefits if they remarry. In Austin and in Washington, D.C. last week, there was discussion about the high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. It was among the topics during the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce trip to the nation's capital. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked about his position while he was on our show.
Both of our larger communities, Waco and Bryan College Station, both of those chambers support high-speed rail. And so they're generally supportive of the Texas Central High-Speed Rail Project. I also went on to say that our rural constituents are generally against it.
Flores says he is mildly supportive of the project, but he wants to make sure private property rights are protected and no federal money is spent.
If Texas Central can cut a deal with the landowners along the route so that they're happy, then I think that's the direction to move forward.
In the state capitol, a House committee held hearings on some of the proposed laws that would affect the bullet train that goes through the Brazos Valley. The Dallas Federal Reserve is reporting housing prices in Texas are becoming overvalued.
Economist Anil Kumar says when you compare the sharp rises in housing prices with the fundamentals that usually guide housing costs, like employment and wages, you're starting to see a disconnect.
Texas house prices have been growing faster than the nation, and we have seen strong house prices increases in the last few years.
Kumar doesn't expect a late 80s-style housing crash, but he says current housing values are unsustainable and will likely level off if not start falling. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
A small car went halfway into a Bryan Church building last Thursday morning just before 6.
A Bryan man was arrested after driving his girlfriend's 2017 Honda Fit an estimated 70 miles an hour into the Education and Fellowship building at Christ Ways Baptist Church on Copperfield. It's after 27-year-old Michael Zamago is accused of striking, then threatening to kill the woman. According to the arrest report, Zamago told police he was driving without a license and was driving a little fast when the woman grabbed the wheel. Zamago said that caused the car to hit the curb. Then he said he hit the gas more. That caused the car to strike the building next to the church sanctuary, resulting in both airbags being deployed. The couple refused medical treatment. Church pastor estimated damage to the building at $40,000. According to online records, this is the eighth time Zamago's been in the Brazos County Jail since September 2009. In addition to the new charges, Zamago's also awaiting trial for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from 2009 and a case of hindering apprehension that was filed last year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brian Mann is one of two men who were indicted on capital murder charges in the death of a man in Fort Worth last January. 18-year-old Broderick Ross and 20-year-old Dontrell Dock of Conroe were teammates on the McMurray University football team in Abilene. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Ross and Dock are charged with shooting a 21-year-old man in his apartment during a robbery. A third teammate who was arrested was not indicted by the Tarrant County Grand Jury. And for the ninth consecutive year, News Talk 1620 WTAW has received the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Radio Excellence Award. It's an honor that includes all radio markets, regardless of population. That was one of two additional awards WTAW received Saturday night at the annual TAPB Awards Banquet in San Antonio. We also received the Best Newscast Award in the radio division, covering all but the state's four largest markets. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 67 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
I was frustrated about my weight. Anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
8:38 right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW, taking a look at your weather. It is brought to you by United Roofing. Yes, United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof. The world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go online to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf, still in control of our weather, but things will start to change over the next 24 hours. Partly to mostly sunny for today with a high close to 85 degrees. Tonight turning cloudy, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower later in the day, highs 80 to 85. Lots of clouds, mild tomorrow night, 65 to 70. It'll become partly sunny Wednesday, chance of showers late in the day, highs near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Mr. Downs had to correct me. I said nosy ghost. Poltergeist actually translates to noisy ghost.
Oh.
Makes a little bit more sense.
Hair down.
Either way,
nose,
you know.
Yeah, either way, but noisy ghost.
So, yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised by Mr. Downs's poltergeist knowledge.
Are you?
Okay.
I feel like he has really all those weird bits of knowledge. We also had a texter text in, Zach, not sure if you saw this one. They said that the Great Wall is only as wide as a road, and roads are not seen from space. The wall cannot be seen from space.
I could have sworn
I've heard it too, so I'm not sure.
I always heard that it was visible from space, but
I don't know.
Who knows? I'm sure that there is some sort of a satellite photograph that we could probably take a look at. And we could confirm or deny that. All right, here we go. Top signs you're seeing a bad therapist.
Uh-oh.
If you are seeing a therapist, make sure these are not qualities that that therapist shares. Or if you know somebody who is seeing a therapist, maybe ask them these questions and refer them to somebody else. It is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It is, yeah.
Here in May. It's a good time to give you this list of the top signs you're seeing a bad therapist. If he hands you a fidget spinner and a bill for $75, it says, cured.
Boom.
Probably not a great therapist there. Those fidget spinners, man. Okay. He once canceled a week's worth of appointments because he couldn't deal with Glenn dying on The Walking Dead.
Well, hey, that was rough for everyone.
Probably needs to see a therapist of his own.
Yeah. Don't we all afterwards? I would say spoiler alert, but that happened so long ago at this point.
Oh, okay.
We've all kind of dealt with it in our own way, I think. She threw a chair through the window because you were 6 minutes late to her anger management session.
Yep, that's a pretty good sign.
Probably not the right person to see. You recognize him as the guy who made your mocha frappuccino in the morning. Why not? Why can't a therapist have a second job?
Yeah, for real.
Gotta make them Bentley payments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He actually shows you on his iPad the golf club your session is paying for.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that Bentley I mentioned earlier.
And their kids' college tuition.
That's right. And the last sign here that we have that you are seeing a bad therapist, she says you're in an abusive relationship and proves it by punching you in the groin.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that would do it. I figured it would just be like if your therapist...
I don't know who would go back.
Yeah, if your therapist started telling you their problems.
It turned into their session. Exactly.
Probably don't need to tell you if those things are going on that you shouldn't go back to
see that person. If your
therapist
is talking more than you, then, you know, that's probably not a good thing. Not a good sign.
But seriously speaking, though, also, if your therapist isn't talking to you at all, probably not a good therapist either.
Given the old silent treatment.
Yeah, if you spend the entire time talking and at the end they go... All right, time's up. Then you probably need to see somebody else. All right, so got your royalty report here. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are still going strong. They made their third public appearance together last night. ABC News reports the suit star cheered on her man while he was competing in a charity polo match in Ascot, England. Rumor has it she'll also be his date when Pippa Middleton marries James Matthews on May 20th, but will only attend the reception, not the wedding.
Really? Why not?
I believe we made that. We mentioned that earlier, where the Queen, or was it the Queen or was it Kate? Doesn't
right. Well, they were a little upset because Pippa was getting married, but with Meghan Markle and this new relationship, Prince Harry was taking too much of the spotlight away from Pippa. And my argument was Pippa's not part of the royal family. Her sister is.
Yeah, for
and
real.
And so,
it's not his fault that the media's covering
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
He's a prince.
So, which, I don't know, I'd probably be like, okay, I just get to go to the party. I don't have to go to the boring ceremony. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
So.
Are they going to make some kind of movie about this?
Oh, who knows?
I'm pretty sure they did with Julia Stiles a while back, but I'm just.
I'd say
The Prince and Me.
Yeah, and Hallmark and everything else. So.
I'd say a good 75% of the time, the ceremony is the thing that people don't want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're saying,
sure.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Most
for
people
sure.
just
want to watch it on TV.
They just want to go to the party afterwards.
It's like payment for going to the party afterwards. Especially if there's an open bar.
Now, you mentioned Prince Harry participating in a polo match. How do you can you beat the royal family in an athletic event? Like,
is that allowed, or do you like get your head chopped off if
sorry,
you win?
Sir. Sorry.
I just imagine some guy be like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Go ahead and score the goal, because I'm not going to get in your way.
Prince Great Harry accent there, Zach.
Oh, thank you.
Prince
thank
Harry
you
missed.
Oh, no.
Actually, that's still a goal. Congratulations, Prince. Your Majesty.
Anytime you're golfing, the ball goes out of bounds. You got somebody in the woods to throw it back on the fairway. And
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So anyway, did you hear about Dennis Rodman?
Did not. What's D-Rod up to?
Well, if you are wasting precious hours of sleep worrying about the future of this precious country, fear not. Because Dennis Rodman swears that North Korea is not a threat to the United States.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot they're best buds.
Yeah, they are best buddies.
That's right. The Worm tells Du Jour magazine that his buddy Kim Jong-un is a good guy that likes to play basketball, table tennis, pool, enjoys karaoke, and has a soft spot for the theme songs to Rocky and Dallas.
Oh, my gosh.
He's an all-American boy, we swear.
Hey, the press thinks he's a smart cookie, so he's got that going for him.
It's true. Dennis swears the crazy leader doesn't want to bomb anyone, just protect their country.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just performing all of these tests with long-range missiles that keep failing, by the way, but he keeps just doing that just so he can defend himself.
Yeah. Can we deport Dennis Rodman? Is that possible?
I think he hangs out over there plenty enough, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
He kind of deported himself.
He is a weird, weird man.
Well, war, what is it good for, speaking of? It's good for antique bullets and bombs, that's for sure. Some people at a house in Hiroshima, Japan, were doing some spring cleaning when they found an unexploded bomb in a closet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the device was dated back to World War II.
How do you just miss that in a closet?
That's a good question.
Somebody picked it up, probably as a keepsake, maybe in the family or the person that lived in that house before.
Maybe grandpa brought it back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the device was dated back to World War II, and thankfully they did the right thing and called the experts to handle it.
Oh, good.
The shell was Japanese-made, but no one is sure how it got into the closet of the house.
Could it have still gone off?
It sounds like it was live. Yeah, it was unexploded. Wow. You never know, I think, when it gets to a certain point.
I don't know if they have, an expiration date.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it gets to a certain point, erring on the side of caution is always a good idea.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Let's see here. A sheriff's deputy in Florida is in hot water.
Oh, Florida.
That's right. After officials say he waved his weapons around carelessly, the Lake County deputy, Dean Zipes, allegedly quoted lines from the Denzel Washington movie Training Day.
Oh, God.
I bet you can guess which
King
ones.
King Kong.
Yeah, that's right. While he was waving his pistol and stun gun in front of a police trainee. Wow, what did the trainee do?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's the first thing you learn in police school, maybe even before you even get there. Don't wave your weapons around.
Well, Zipes told investigators he was just being funny. I don't think anybody else got the joke.
Not funny.
They weren't impressed, and Zipes was relieved of duty.
As a cop, don't you have to get tasered first? Have to? Isn't that part of the process?
I'm not sure if it's a requirement, but it's strongly encouraged that you get tasered and that you experience
mace.
Pepper spray.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of on the beat, Minnesota police say someone kidnapped a goat.
Oh, no.
That's right. In St. Paul, police were patrolling Indian Mounds Park in the middle of the night when their squad car was almost hit by a speeding SUV. Officer pulled the vehicle over and found a scared goat in the back seat. Cops say four people jumped out of the SUV and took off running. Two of the men were caught and arrested. Cops say the suspects had knocked down a fence to steal the goat. Several other goats broke free and were found roaming the area.
Was alcohol involved or...
It doesn't say, but all of the goats were eventually returned safely to their enclosure.
Well, good.
It's unclear what the suspects wanted the goat for.
Probably for goat yoga.
Yeah. Goga. That's got to be it.
Or they got tired of mowing their yard and they just wanted something that would eat everything.
But, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want a goat? You know? It's a goat. They're great. So unclear what they wanted it for. Maybe next time, put some extra insurance in the package. A man in China shipped an antique bronze statue worth almost $1 million via an express delivery company. The statue is reportedly from the Zhou Dynasty, making it about 3,000 years old. He paid them $130 to transport the antique and claims he told them to ship it with care. Showed up in pieces.
Oh, man.
And the insurance only paid him about $4,300
Jeez, if you got that kind of cash for something like that, why can't you fly it yourself?
It was worth almost $1 million.
Man, that's sick.
Yeah, they paid him only $4,300. But he told him to handle it with care.
Got to get the super glue out, some duct tape, put that bad boy back together.
That's right. Maybe
good
then,
as new.
Yeah, maybe then you can sell it for $500,000. I don't know.
I mean, that's still a pretty big return, considering you were going to get, what, $4,300?
Sounds pretty good to me.
No, you do not hear about Salvation Army just at Christmas time. Yep, it is May, and all of that local money that they collected in the red kettles at Christmas, well, it is spent by now. And they provide needed services every single day. So here's your opportunity to help one of the highest rated and dollar efficient charities anywhere, the Salvation Army of Bryan College Station. Coming up on Thursday, May the 18th, just about 10 days from now, the Salvation Army will host the 6th annual Doing the Most Good Banquet at the Hilton College Station. They got a great featured speaker. His name is Chad Hedrick, an Olympic medal winner. Here's Paul Ryerson, captain of the Salvation Army, to tell you all about it.
This banquet is an opportunity and a time for members of our community to learn about what indeed the Salvation Army does here in the Bryan College Station area, and an opportunity for them to participate in helping us fundraise necessary funds for our operations here and for our food pantry and our rent and utility assistance. And at that night, we'll have some live and silent auctions that they can participate in. And there's a lot of Aggie stuff that's been putting on the bill there. That I know people in this community will certainly love. Some of our live auction items, I know right off the top of my head, we've got Napa Flats that has agreed to donate their mobile pizza kind of oven that they can kind of take it to anywhere where you would want, and they'd set up shop and cook for your family or your business or anything. We've got some fine jewelry that's going to be on there. And then we have Congressman Bill Flores has offered his Colorado home up for bid if you want to go vacation out there for some time. I know he sleeps up to 14 people comfortably, and so he's given that to us. And all these things have been given to the Salvation Army at no cost to us.
And there may even be a five-day vacation in a condo on the beach in Port Aransas up for auction. Who knows? Now, speaking of the keynote speaker, Chad Hedrick, an Olympic medal winner, Paul Ryerson said he jumped at the chance to speak locally.
He's a five-time Olympic medalist, speed skater, and we contacted him last year if he'd be interested in coming to talk, and he jumped right on it, didn't miss a beat. And so he's gonna come in and just really give us his leadership principles of being successful, and also how his faith plays a very important role in that.
Now, unfortunately, the Salvation Army Bryan College Station did not reach its Red Kettle campaign goal in 2016, so this event will serve as a second chance for the community members to help their neighbors in need. Did you know each year approximately 30 million people are served by the Salvation Army in the USA? And here locally, a total of 15,972 were served through their food pantry in 2016, which amounted to over 320,000 pounds of food. Yeah, they give out food every week. Now, individual tickets are $75 each. Table sponsorships and corporate sponsorships are still available. You can email them at brian.tex@usasalvationarmy.org or give them a call at 361-0618. And you can get more information on their website, which is salvationarmybcs.org. Again, it's coming up on Thursday, May 18th, the Do the Most Good Banquet for the Salvation Army. Be there. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. Anchor.com. Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? Check out this amazing deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, their freshly dipped strawberries are starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Go to berries.com today. This offer won't last long. These berries are giant, chocolatey, and covered in delicious toppings. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter code 4848. That's berries.com, code 4848.
About 3 minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell in here filling in for Scott DeLucia. He'll be back on Friday. Day. And a couple of things that have happened in this day in history. In 2003, Congress overwhelmingly approved the Patriot Act for a two-year trial. How'd that work out for us?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Gary Hart dogged by questions about his personal life, including his relationship with Miami model Donna Rice, withdrew from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1987.
Oh. Scandalous.
It's a model, though, man.
But I think
he was probably married.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that tends to be a problem.
Yeah. The final album from the Beatles, Let It Be, was released in 1970. It was recorded in 1969, but it wasn't put out until after Abbey Road, which is officially the last album the group recorded. So that happened this day in history. And Mad Magazine. You guys remember Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
If you don't, you probably remember Mad TV, at least. That's where it started.
Mad.
Debuted on newsstands in 1952. 4 years later, in 1956, Alfred E. Newman appeared on his first Mad cover with the phrase, "What, me worry?" That was like his big phrase. So, if you don't know who Alfred E. Newman is, he's that weird-looking face with the big ears and the freckles.
Educate yourself.
That's right. That is Alfred E. Newman. And also this day in history, back in 1983, I was born.
Yeah, it's your birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Brad.
I forgot to mention that.
People have been coming in peeking their heads in here.
Yeah, Facebook and everyone else in the hallway has told me so.
That's right. That's right. And people are already complaining because you can't write it on my Facebook. You can write it on my fan page, though. I don't know why I have my Facebook set up to do that, but
or you can text it in to us if you want. Sure. Wish Brad a happy birthday.
Yeah, that would be nice to hear. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, you guys hear about Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick?
I missed it.
What happened?
Might be on the out.
The outs. Oh, they already were on the outs.
Well, that's what this thing says here. That doesn't mean he can't cash in on his baby mama's name. That's what it is. They may be on the outs,
sure,
but he's cashing in on the name. That's right.
Does he have a job? Like,
no.
Does he do anything?
No.
His job is...
I mean, he came from money, but he's made so much money from being on the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So, because he's been, I mean, a mainstay on the reality show forever.
Since it started.
Yeah. And so he basically is like one of them, not quite at their level, but he just gets paid to do like club appearances. And he does, I think, own some restaurants or bars. So, I mean, he owns things, he invests in things, but I wouldn't say he has a job.
Well, TMZ reports the father of three is set to launch a new real estate show called Royally Flipped.
Oh, gosh.
And the filming for the pilot is going on now. In another twist, Kourtney's mother, Kris Jenner, will serve as executive producer.
Of course she will.
They'll all stay in the family.
That's right. It's 69 degrees out there. We're the first in news, weather, and sports. That's going to do it for the show. I'm Brad Mitchell, filling in for Scott DeLucia. I'll be back tomorrow. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW, College Station, Bryan.